This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann. Now, Malaysia has joined a handful of countries around the world that have begun giving out another round of vaccinations for people who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And this began in Sarawak just a little over a week ago. Now, we've heard it being called a third dose, a booster shot, but is there a difference between the two? And, you know, right now with people, you know, being asked to get this extra shot, there are questions of whether what this means for our immunity. You know, does that mean that the immunity that was conferred by the original two doses of the vaccine wasn't enough? So, you know, these are some of the questions that I'd like to dive into with my guest today, Dr. Yasmin Ghani, infectious disease physician from Hospital Sungai Buloh. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Yasmin.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be back in BFM always.
Yes, it's our pleasure to. Perhaps if we just start with some terminology, right? We've heard, you know, for example, the Minister of Health, Khairi Jamaluddin, calling it a booster shot as well as a third shot. I guess, is there a difference between the two and does it matter?
So booster shots basically are targeted for individuals who may have waning immunity. So let's just talk about what happens when you get your vaccines. So when we get our vaccines, we generally get a two-shot for this COVID-19, right? So the first shot is a primer, like it primes our immune system, like, hey, there's an infection there. Generally, you know, you get it when you get a naturally infected or you actually present it and packaged it in a vaccine point of view, which normally carries antigens, which are from the COVID-19 virus, but it's made not dangerous, right? So when you actually get the first shot, your body sort of primes yourself and sets up the brick blocks, you know, for you to mount an immune response. And it sort of triggers a little bit the long-term memory cells that sort of can help us remember an infection when it presents itself. But that wouldn't last for long. So which is why you have a second shot, right? That sort of consolidates this memory in the memory cells so that when we are presented with another infection, we sort of trigger the correct antibodies to sort of help us get through the infections or even in best case scenarios, actually prevent us from getting infected.
Mm.
Generally, vaccines are very safe. They have been very, very effective in preventing a new spike of infections. But many countries have started documenting a reduced effectiveness in terms of vaccine. Now, I'll probably put reduced effectiveness in inverted commas. It also coincided in the time where the Delta variant sort of swiped through the entire world, mm-hmm. and including our country, Israel, and everything. And we started seeing breakthrough infections. So naturally, one of the thing that we always talk about is waning immunity. This is not something which is just for a COVID-19 vaccine. We also get waning immunity from sort of hepatitis B, where, you know, when a baby's born, you sort of get a vaccine and then you get a booster. And then somewhere around your teenage, you get another shot. For many vaccines actually have sort of like a three-dose vaccine. Even human papillomavirus also has a similar concept. So just putting that into context, I don't think this booster shot is something new that has never been done in the vaccine world before. So naturally, a booster shot basically talks about waning immunity. So we sort of think there are a proportion of people who sort of have waning immunity, right? Which means that the immunity against the virus, the antibody response against the virus sort of reduces with time. And like I said before, this has been shown in many other infections. So by giving a booster shot, this sort of consolidates the memory cells a bit more for it to work well and hopefully for a much longer time period. So that's what booster shot is all about. Now, a third shot is basically for those people who sort of never mounted an immune response. And generally, we expect these kind of patients to have very poor immune system. So we're talking about cancer patients, we're talking about patients who have had organ transplant before, patients with severe immunocompromised state because they're on some some steroid medicines due to their autoimmune conditions or even due to an uncontrolled HIV infections, right? So these kind of patients, traditionally two dose probably doesn't mount an immune response, which is why WHO and CDC sort of recommends that these patients with very, very poor immune system actually gets a third shot.
Mm. So I guess it goes back to the idea of, like, because of how new everything is, right? It doesn't mean that, oh, just because at the beginning they said that a two dose is needed, that doesn't mean that that applies to everyone the same, right? We have to look
at each person's
response to the first two vaccines. And, you know, and because the data is emerging now, we understand more that perhaps certain groups of people will need a third shot. Perhaps could you elaborate more a bit? You know, you mentioned earlier the groups of people who would require a third dose because of their compromised immune system, but what about booster shots? You know, who would fall into groups that require a booster dose right now, especially if we look at the guidelines given out by the Ministry of Health?
So a booster shot is basically, you also have to take into account vaccine availability, global vaccine supply, as well as vaccine effectiveness, right? And waning immunity does not mean that the vaccine effectiveness is low. If someone's immune system is very good, so they're young, they're healthy, they don't have many comorbids, they don't belong to the elderly group, these patients probably do not require another booster shot. But however, if you can see the amount of people, when we start analyzing across the world, the amount of people who actually get the breakthrough infection and actually develop severe illness or even die from it, right? So we sort of known that a certain group of people probably will benefit more from a booster shot than the rest of the population. So we're talking about elderly, we're talking about people from congregate living settings who have a lot of comorbidities, patients with underlying medical health issues that will put them at higher risk of getting a severe disease, even pregnancy patients for that matter. But of course, we haven't gone there yet. We are talking more about patients who are more than 60 years of age and who have underlying comorbidities, frontliners, those people who are always in the face of COVID-19 and actively deals with COVID-19 infections. We want to prevent them from getting a reinfection. So these kind of subset of people probably are the ones that we would concentrate more regarding a booster shot.
Mm. And briefly, you know, why is a booster shot not recommended for the general population at the moment?
So it's not that the vaccines are not effective, not at all. But the waning immunity, even in someone, if someone has a waning immunity, but they have very good immune system to sort of even mount that necessary response in order for us to prevent a severe disease or prevent an infection, these people may not need a booster shot.
You know, Dr. Yasmin, I mentioned earlier that Malaysia is not the first country to do to do this. We've seen other countries move forward with the extra shot, the booster shot, the third dose. You know, Israel has been named quite a lot, the US as well. I guess, is there anything that we've learned from, you know, other countries that have started this in terms of how it helps to manage the transmission of the disease or its severity, especially now with the Delta variant?
So, going back to Israel's experience. So if you can see, just after 2 weeks of Israel sort of starting their booster doses, you had more than 50% reduction in hospitalization and more than that a reduction of in terms of death, which was in admissions into ICU. So this is very, very interesting data. And not only that, even countries who have actually started booster doses started seeing reduced amount of transmission, reduced amount of hospitalization, and a dramatic reduction in severe disease. And this is very, very important because it also plays a role in disease transmission. A little bit about Delta variant is the reason why a lot of people started seeing sort of like a rise in infections and many, many breakthrough infections is also because of Delta variant being extremely, it's got a very short incubation period. So even if you are primed to get a good immune response, right, you may get infected and start showing sign of the disease because Delta variant actually has a very short incubation period and it's also very highly transmissible. So a lot of countries saw an increase in infections because Delta variant sort of just swiped through them, exactly what it was doing for us, you see. So that's why when Israel started the booster dose regime, they saw a dramatic reduction in hospitalization, despite the probably towards the end of the Delta variant kind of a thing. So, which is very, very encouraging for us.
Mm. All right. You know, Malaysia has used quite a number of different types of vaccines, right? What vaccines would require a third or a booster dose, you know? And would the need for an extra dose also apply to single dose vaccines? Because we've seen that used in certain segments of society as well.
Right. So generally, irrespective of what the first dose regime is, if they fall into sort of like the cohort of patients who we would consider a booster dose, which are the elderly and the frontliner, whether it's Pfizer or Sinovac that they basically got, they would get a booster dose. And generally, we are using Pfizer as a booster dose. Even the ones with Sinovac, we've seen quite a few breakthrough infections. But again, I would like to explain that it's probably not to reduced vaccine effectiveness that's been there. That's probably because of the Delta variant passing through. And these group of patients who belong to that subset of community who require a booster dose will actually get their booster dose, their third shot, basically. So generally, we're using Pfizer's.
Mm. Yeah, I think when you mentioned Sinovac, which is has been, I guess, gotten quite a bit of attention recently. You know, people were worried that, you know, if they had gotten Sinovac, that the effectiveness of the vaccine was, I think in a Ministry of Health study, it was shown that it was lower than AstraZeneca and Pfizer. And so a lot of people were concerned, you know, oh, what if I've gotten a Sinovac vaccine? You know, does that mean I'm more vulnerable, especially now with the Delta variant?
Right. So again, I insist on saying that it was the Delta variant that was responsible for the breakthrough of infections, and it's not necessarily the vaccine ineffectiveness. So Sinovac has also shown to be equally effective. So when someone talks about vaccine effectiveness, they would also look at the variants that's actually causing the infection. So Delta variant being a very short incubation period, irrespective of what type of vaccine you're vaccinated, it takes a few days for your immune response to mount a response, right? Which is why you had quite a bit of vaccine breakthrough infections that was actually noticed. So that's number one. Many studies have actually shown Sinovac is equally effective and has actually attained more than 85% effectiveness even with time. But we cannot ignore the naturally reducing immune system that people go through.
Mm. And the booster dose will be Pfizer, right? Regardless of the fact that they've got
the moment, Sinovac. At the moment, it's a heterologous thing, but generally it's Pfizer that has been recommended. It's only Pfizer and Moderna that has been recommended to sort of get a booster shot or a third dose.
You know, you mentioned heterologous vaccines. So then my next question then, is it safe to mix and match vaccines?
There are many studies out there and many data that's emerging, and a lot of booster shot regimens have been tried various across the world, and it actually has been quite safe. So vaccines are safe. Even for the single dose vaccine like J&J and CanSino Bio, it's not really clear whether they actually need a booster shot or not. But there are some data which are emerging that basically says that giving a booster shot sort of increases the immunity by, and it's quite safe, but it also increases the immunity.
When is the best time for someone to receive a booster dose or a third dose? You know, is there a specific time frame? Because I understand, for example, in Malaysia, it's 6 months, right?
Right. So SAGE guidelines, WHO interim recommendations were actually quite clear. So Pfizer generally within 6 months when we talk about booster shots, and recently they released a sort of like a statement saying if anybody's being considered for a Sinovac booster, those who had Sinovac before is considered for a booster, they can do it anytime beyond 3 months or so. The third dose, generally, it's after 28 days after the completion of the primary regime.
All right. Before I let you go, Dr. Yasmin, would you have a final message for our listeners about, you know, third shots and booster doses?
Right. So vaccines are effective. Don't worry about not being, not getting your booster shots. Vaccines are effective and safe. So they shouldn't be worried about getting another booster shot. If at all, they should be excited at getting a booster shot so that their immune system is much more consolidated. So vaccines help to prevent as well as reduce hospitalizations or even reduce infections. So that science is strong. My plea is to those who have not got vaccinated before. The aim now is to get every single pocket of people vaccinated. It saddens me when I see a lot of people refusing vaccination or posting things in social media regarding the nil effects of vaccine, but nobody actually thinks about how severe COVID-19 is. I deal, I treat, I manage patients who are sick with COVID-19, and I've seen it ravage through families before. And I want to remind you, it's nothing that you should ignore about. You should be constantly reminded that COVID-19 is still out there. We're all open. We're no longer in the lockdown, not because it's safe, because we need it for our livelihoods, right? So together, we can actually help stop the spread of COVID-19. And one of the key ways of stopping this is vaccination. Vaccines are safe and they are effective. Please take them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yasmin. I've been speaking to infectious disease physician Dr. Yasmin Gadi from Hospital Sungai Buloh. And to clarify some questions that you might have about booster doses and third shots, I'm Lim Suan, and this has been Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.